From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Both the Barbadian and the Guyanese budgets come under fire from the private sector. Another call for CARICOM commissioner, and Trinidad and Tobago runs up record lending with the IDB. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford's tax-free budget, delivered yesterday evening, has come in for stinging criticism. Already, there are fears in the private sector that hundreds of jobs may be lost as a direct result of the budget proposals. From Bridgetown, Sandra Baptiste reports.
No budget, zero budget, no growth budget, and a monumental waste of time. These are some of the descriptions summing up Mr. Sandiford's budgetary proposals and financial statement, which took him 2 hours and 15 minutes to present. Mr. Sandiford, who announced no new taxes, said only $9 million of a projected deficit of $170.5 million will be financed from domestic sources. After the budget presentation, many were left wondering what the budget was all about. The Barbados Manufacturers Association is, however, quite clear that this budget, which does not remove harmful duties on raw materials used by the manufacturing sector, will result in the loss of hundreds more jobs.